Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. You must listen to the open loops, a theme park for absurd beliefs and systems of integration between the mind and the creative spirit. Open loops.
Ah, you returning your gift? You don't like it this year, do ya? Maybe the one you get next year will do what it needs to fill that longing inside of you. That is the danger of consumerism. I know I could be an addict to it. It's so enticing the way they keep giving us coupons, the way they paint the happiness that you'll get when you do finally open that gift. You hear that siren going off in the distance? That's the sound of BS. Why? Because I believe, now, I kind of got this idea from Slovenian psychoanalyst philosopher Slavoj Žižek when referring to, well, sexual gratification of all things. He said something about the idea that when one is with their partner, there's always a fantasy element, the same that you use when you're self-gratifying. That fantasy piece is always present with you. Now, do I always agree with that? I'm not sure, but I think it's a very interesting theory, this notion that there is always a intangible piece of life that you believe you're aspiring for no matter what. Because that's the only reason. I mean, if you were to actually step into what it would be like once you have that nice house, you're looking around and going, okay, it's a house. But what now? Because so much of what you desire, so much of what I personally desire, is this achievement piece. And it's a piece that's moving in motion. It's not just the end result. It's actually the exchange, the transformation of going from where I am now to where I want to be. These commercial holidays thrive off the idea that where you are in the normal world isn't enough. Even a holiday, the very notion of a holiday, forget the buying of presents and the gifts. The rest of the year is not as magical. It's a season. We decorate this season. We're taking the season out from among the mundane, and we're lifting it up into some ritual that's special. It only comes around once a year, and you have to make the most of it. Is it going to be a good one? Now, I could see people saying, well, Greg, not every moment can be magical. Then why would anything be special? It needs to stand out. That's what makes it magical. And one of the things I find very amusing about this whole Christmas thing, by the way, is that it definitely shows you the difference in culture. You know, with Christmas, it's all about this man with toys who lives in the North Pole that has this super, human ability to be able to travel to every child in the world is tracking whether they've been good or bad with a reindeer brigade and a red-nosed one at the front that can fly through the sky in a sled. The virgin birth of a Christ, a Messiah figure. Meanwhile, the Jewish people, it's good luck on the utilities. Oh, we don't have a light. Can we turn the light on? Oh, look, the candle's working. It's gonna run out. Oh, look, it lasts another day. Oh my gosh, it's going another day. I can't believe it. Wow, amazing. We still can see. Very different kinds of enchantment. That said, though, I will say that I believe the issue here isn't necessarily enchantment itself, because if you think about it, Christmas and a lot of the themes we talk about on Open Loops, this notion that there are benevolent, light, extraterrestrial beings out there that are observing us when we've been good and bad and are actively helping you, guide you towards your expansion. I mean, it has just as much of a metaphysical, mythological similarity to what we see here in Christmas. Now, I'm not even going to get into the pagan roots of Christmas, and supposedly, I mean, there are a ton of theories. There's a theory that Santa came from a mushroom trip. There's this whole Saturn theory and Saturn versus Satan and rearranging the letters. I mean, there's a whole lot out there, and we could get into that if you're interested. Let me know at the Greg Bornstein on Instagram. Perhaps we can talk about that. But what I want to talk about is just this notion that when they are creating the enchantment, it limits you. And it limits me, because I am someone that has been programmed by society and am actively working on the deprogram to believe that it's opportunities like this that come around once in a while that I need to take advantage of, because where I am now is not as magical as where I could be. And that gift, and that special someone, and that, you know, that engagement ring, that thing that happens on Christmas that makes it magical, that's what's going to get you to a happier place in life. I just saw the show Into the Woods on Broadway, the revival of the classic Stephen Sondheim 1988 musical. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant show when it opened. So interesting, because Stephen Sondheim's show is all about fairy tales, and it's a satire of the wishes people make that they think is going to lead to them living happily ever after. And of course, Act Two, which when kids do the show, when community theaters do the show, sometimes they leave out Act Two completely, even though Act Two is really the reason the show was created, which is, what are the consequences of being with someone? Maybe the husband and wife living happily ever after, it's not going to be a perfect marriage. Raising a kid's going to be difficult. There are consequences that maybe you did on the effort to reach to the top that are going to show up later in life. See, the fairy tale captures a segment in time, but it doesn't capture the whole journey. And that is, it's well explored in the show, but I have the music stuck in my head, and particularly the music as they're about to go into the woods, which is, Stephen Sondheim apparently said, woods could also be spelled W-O-U-L-D-S, because it is this place of, well, maybe something great will happen to me in there. I don't know. It's scary where it lurks. Wherein lurks could be giants and wolves and all kinds of spells, but the woods is where I need to go. It's the place I need to move from beyond my mundane life now to have a transformation. See, what I'm slowly realizing is, on this journey of self-love and self-acceptance, that there is always a picture in your mind. There's always some imagined construct of reality that you either can pay attention to and indulge, or you can acknowledge it's there and still go on living however you want however magical that is in this moment. As cliche as it is to say, live in the moment, live in the moment, it becomes very hard when the egoic mind doesn't like your current circumstances. It doesn't like mine. It doesn't like that I'm just recording this show. And even as I'm saying this, I'm going, yeah, but is this good enough? Could it be better? Could I give you something more than what this message is? And yet, I realize at the end of the day that sometimes it's not just a long-term. We don't even have to question the long-term visions for ourselves, which is, I want to build a life that's going to make me successful 5 years from now. That's something worth questioning, because who knows where you're going to be. Physiologically, you're going to be a completely different being 5 years from now. So how can you even know emotionally what you want, mentally where your head's going to be at? But on a moment-to-moment basis, are you sitting there on a chair and going, this is great, and I can't wait for this next thing too? And really attaching your joy to the next thing? Or are you able to really process the moment that you're in and feel into it? So much of this is about removing thinking and feeling. It really is a game of removing thinking, and yet we explore thinking so much on the show, and we play into these notions of, well, what else could there be? What could this mean? What is the secret project that they're doing down there? Or is it just an army base? You know, I'm very fascinated by this. It seems to stem from the ego, this something else mentality that we all want. And my questioning philosophically of sort of back to the original point with Zizek, is there an innate human desire that goes beyond the egoic need for something to be better, for a self to be realized, that allows us to have this openness to positive possibility, I guess I should suppose. I could propose. See, I don't even know. I'm losing my words because it is almost beyond the thought constructs. I know for myself that I would not, if you wake up during the day in the morning and feel inspired and feel good about your day, there is a little bit of you that's going, well, what is going to happen next? That could be good. I'm waking up into something. It's not that you're fully present with just waking up. There is a place in life you're at. There is something that you're moving towards. But the difference between finding the thing that you are moving towards or evolving towards versus this construct in your head of what you've been told that you want, what you think you desire, could be totally different things. So the missing piece, there is seemingly a missing something. There is this notion that maybe there's something there. It even goes to the movies. Indiana Jones is a great example. I love the world of Indiana Jones. But when you look at those movies, all that's ever been filmed are those scenes. And yet, I can create a whole series of other adventures Indy has had, and the mythology around the Ark, and what other paranormal objects the Nazis have gathered and whatnot. But still, it's really only the content of those movies that exists. And yet we fill in the gaps. The propensity to fill in the gaps, to wonder, to look at what else there might be, feels innately human. It's just, how is it then affecting your day-to-day existence? Are you letting it be there? Are you depending on it to make you happy? Are you desperately seeking to get to the place beyond it? My thought is, I'm not sure yet, but I know in my journey that even recognizing that there is this desire to be somewhere else than where I'm at that feels so innately human is in itself a way to break free of this egoic matrix. Because it's not a big construct. It's a moment to moment. Are you in this or are you with yourself? Are you in it or are you with yourself? keep being pulled back to center, keep breathing, remain okay with staying, with the feeling of where you are, and then go on to do the thing that you just want to do because it feels good. I think there's a balance between attention and moment-to-moment living, and it's one that it can be a struggle because I complicate it so much. Just live. Talk soon. And happy holidays.